guys, welcome back to another episode of Celebrity Mixer. I'm your host, Alexis Renee. Today's special guest is a very talented actor by the name of Von Hebron. We're going to be talking about how he got his start in the acting world, as well as some heavy hitter moves he's been making in the film industry lately. So make sure you stay right here because you don't want to miss it.
So for my people who may not know who you are, can you take a moment to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do?
I got you. My name is Von Hebron, actor. I am currently on The Game as Jamison Fields. That's on Paramount Plus. And I just completed season 3 of The Oval, which is Tyler Perry on BET.
Yes. And so you're doing a great job, I must say, on The Oval. Very welcome. Now, before I get to your acting and how great of a job you're doing, the shows, the movies, and all that good stuff, one thing that I am very intrigued about with you is that you are a very educated Black man. And I love it. Okay. You have a Bachelor of Arts degree, right? In economics and business. And then you also have your minor in Africana Studies, right?
Yep.
So you also dabbled in pharmaceuticals for a minute, right?
Pharmaceutical sales, yeah. Not like pharmaceuticals.
Yeah. Pharmaceutical sales, yeah. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So what made you switch from that working industry to acting?
So basically, you know, I felt like for me going to college was, I mean, I went on a football scholarship, so, you know, that was a pretty easy decision for me. But when I got there, when people asked me what I wanted to major in, what I wanted to study, I just said, I just wanted to make money. So whatever was going to help me do that, that's what I did. And then picking up Africana Studies was just like a continuation of learning about myself, learning about my heritage and my people. So when I got out of college, you know, pharmaceuticals, I was blessed enough to get a good job. And, you know, I guess I checked out the box of the systematic version of success as far as going to college, getting a good job and living the rest of your life happy and successful, whatever that means to them. Mm-hmm. And I think it was about 2.5 years into pharmaceutical sales that I just became stagnant and I became dissatisfied with the mundane routine of going to work, collecting a check and coming home and calling it a day. Right. I was really just living for 2 days out of the week. You know, everything else was kind of going through the motions. Right. And so back then I was in my mid-20s and I just wanted to do something different. So I started to look at different passions in my life, look at different things that interested in me. And I came up with acting because I've always been interested in movies. I've always been interested in television. And I just wanted to see what it would like for me to get on there. And you know, one thing led to another. I joined an acting class, moved to Atlanta. I was there for about 8 months and then I moved to LA and now we're here.
Yeah, awesome. And so how did you land your role or get a chance to actually, you know, audition for the Tyler Perry Oval Show?
So Tyler actually saw me on another like comedy spoof I did on Duke Network. It's called TT Do You Love Me? And it was like strictly like comedy, pure improv. Like it was scripted a little bit, but it was just something, you know, to have a good time with. And he actually saw me on there because he was working with one of the actors with his play. And so when he did, he actually called me directly. I was in my kitchen, I was cooking, and I get a phone call from Tyler Perry. And so he talked to me about the role a little bit, talked to me about Barry. And, you know, we were just, you know, just having a business conversation, really getting to know each other a little bit. And so I auditioned for that and I booked it the same day.
Awesome.
That was back in 2019.
Okay, that's how you do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, the conversation that turned into an audition and it turned to me doing 3 seasons of it.
Awesome. And hopefully there's going to be more seasons of it because we're definitely here to see you on the show.
We'll see. I'm glad you like it. You know, it definitely was a good time, but we'll see.
Yeah.
You know, Tyler likes to make things very interesting for the audience.
Absolutely. And I got a chance to interview Tyler Perry. I love him. He's just so personable. And I love his energy. So I can imagine what it's like working with him and absorbing all this. So it's like, I can't even imagine.
Well, Tyler outside of work is, you know, a very much great energy, sociable, and, you know, just magnetic. At work, my man's is militant. He's not playing no games. We get into it. Good morning. How you doing?
Ready to work? Ain't no time to play. It's time to work.
No time to play. We got to make this money. We got to make these scenes. So, yeah, overall, dynamic person, many sides to him. And I mean, he's just a great businessman, a great leader of our community.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. So let's talk about the reboot of the game.
Yes, ma'am.
So, okay, you're the lead on that, doing your thing. I mean, you're just killing it right now.
I'm trying. So, I'm trying a little song.
Listen, you ain't trying. You're doing, okay?
Thank you.
So you're the lead. Your character is Jameson Fields, right? So tell us about, I know we got two episodes this air. Three will be coming up. So how are you feeling right now in this role?
People don't know that, you know, Jameson's first scene, obviously, is what he does to make money. So Jameson Fields, in my opinion, is a young hero in the making. He has a dark past, things that he's trying to overcome where he made a main mistake or the system might have, you know, kind of screwed him over. So he's trying to bounce back from his past a little bit. And he still has dreams of making the league, of becoming an NFL star and living a life that that overshadows anything that he's done before.
Right.
And so he links up with Malik and Tasha really early on in the show because they're going to be his avenue to get him to the level that he wants to be at.
Yeah.
And it's pretty dope just seeing these iconic legends of Malik and Tasha kind of reach back and help another newbie come along. And so it's going to be a lot of, you see a very brotherly relationship formed between Malik and Jameson. And then with Tasha and Jameson, you see her being somebody that's always in the always in his corner, being militant on him and making sure that he keeps his head clear, but also he's going to be making a lot of moves because of her.
Yeah.
So you can expect him to be the young rookie on the scene, making a lot of plays, and you know, he might have a little love interest in the show later on, but we'll see how that goes too.
We here for it a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
We here for the love interest a little bit.
Not the eye roll.
And so that kind of leads into my next question was like, how is the camaraderie on the set with you guys, with the old cast and the new cast, and then you guys are coming in kind of like taking over now?
Oh, it's nothing but love. It's great energy. You know, they've been very accepting of us. They've been very welcoming as far as showing us the ropes, giving us advice, telling us stories of how it used to be for them, you know, and just comparing how it was for them to how it is for us now. And them being able to see this new experience for us coming into it, you know, 15 years after they did the first season,
yeah.
It's refreshing for them. You know,
yeah.
It gives them a new energy as well. So we really play well off each other. We really compliment one another in the roles, in the scenes, in the game. And it's really like a family bond. So I call them like my aunts and uncles. They don't like it. They're like, we're not that much older than you. I'm like,
I like those, man. We ain't that old.
Not OGs for a reason.
Yeah, so, you know, do you guys feel pressure to like, because, you know, everybody loved the show, The Game. I mean, that was the show for Black people to watch. So do you feel pressure like, oh, we got to live up to, you know, the previous show? Because you got to try to be, you know, get there, be better.
Yeah. Honestly, I mean, there's the pressure to do well. There's the pressure to, it's pressure. But I think the thing is more so pressure to do something new that the people haven't seen yet and also still meet the expectations of what the game has set the precedence for. So it's not to be how the game was. It's not how to be how any other characters were. It's not how to regurgitate something that's already been done. It's to create our own path, create our own lane, and create something new that not only the older viewers and people who grew up watching it, but newer viewers will want and gravitate to and try to recreate the image of the game in another greatness.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I love it. Now, listen, so you're doing some major things. You're working alongside some heavy hitters in the game. Okay. Yeah. You got your movie coming out where you're working alongside Will Smith, Serena, and Venus Williams. Like, that's so dope. King Richard. So tell me what your experience like with that.
Thank you. It was another dream come true, honestly. Like, working with Will, just seeing how he prepares, seeing how he handles the set, seeing him just being this leading man that everybody knows him to be. It was something that I couldn't put a price on that. You know, that was an experience and a learning lesson within itself, just to work with him and watch him and observe him. And, you know, my character, you know, it was my first movie role, and I didn't even really have lines like that, but it was, yeah, it was my first leading like feature film role. And I didn't really have lines like that, but the fact that I was being able to be in these scenes and really find a way to still give the scene some life, it was a healthy challenge for me where I was in my career writing. It was a healthy challenge for me, and I really appreciate it. But again, Will, I think he's going to get an Oscar for this role. I think the movie is going to be something timeless, and I'm just happy I could have been a part of it.
Yeah, some powerful words right there. Did he drop any gems for you to, like, you know, use in your career?
Nah, he was in work mode. He was in work mode, you know what I mean? So, like, and we didn't really get to see him outside of works, because when he's there, he's in character, and if he's not in character, he's, like, staying really close to it.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't know if you've seen the movie yet or not, but I kind of beat him up pretty bad. So, yeah, you know, so we wasn't really friends like that on set. But the gem that he left was just, again, being able to watch and observe him and see how he handles the set and just learning everything from his work up close. That was the gem that he left for me.
Okay, I love it. And so you got another epic movie coming out next year, right? With Michael Ealy and Omar Epps.
Yes, ma'am.
The Devil, you know. So, mm-hmm. I mean, whew, I can't wait for that. I think all the ladies, because, like, oh my God, we can't wait for that. It's going to be major. All three of y'all.
Yeah, we up in that thing. That was another dope experience, you know, because Michael Ealy, funny enough story, when I was doing background in Atlanta, I saw him on the set of Being Mary Jane. And I walked up to him and I told him, I'm going to be working with you one day. And of course, you know, when he probably heard that, he was probably like, who the heck is this guy? Right. You know, just walking up to me, random dude saying that. And then sure enough, when I got on set, I reminded him that, you know, 4 years ago when I first met you, I told you I'd be working with you, and now I'm here. So that was, you know, that was a funny time that we had. And again, working with him and Omar, you know, Omar has been acting literally as long as I've been living. So that's, you know, that's
major right there.
Yeah, exactly. He's been acting as long as I've been living. So Curtis Cook and Will Catlett, you know, they play my older brothers in the show, in the movie. And I'm the youngest brother, which is like complete opposite of my life. So it was another great learning experience. You know, Charles Murray, he directed us on there, and he had great and high expectations for me, and I'm glad that I was able to fulfill them. And it was another character that I have never done before and nothing like I've done before. So it was a totally new experience. So it's gonna be dope. It's gonna be a great movie, and I think a lot of people are gonna gravitate toward it, to like a family movie that everybody needs to watch.
Yeah, I can't wait for that to come out. And so I have one more question for you. Mm-hmm. Now, if you could portray any iconic character in any movie or TV show, it could be somebody past or present, who would it be and why?
Like a character?
Yeah, like a character?
I would, it would either be Spawn, the anti-hero Spawn, or it would be like a black version of 007.
Okay, I can see that. That would be so dope. We need one of those, like, for real.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, my man Idris, I feel like he might get it one day, hopefully. But yeah, it would definitely be Spawn, the superhero, or 007.
Yeah.
Hopefully both one day. We'll see.
I like those choices. Okay, now I said that was my last question, but I lied.
All right.
Sorry. I got one more. Right. So what right now, with COVID and everything happening, what are you most thankful for?
Oh, my goodness. I'm thankful that nobody in my family was severely affected by it. I'm thankful that my family was able to still work. I'm thankful that most of my family and most of my friends kept their health. And, you know, that COVID was not a time for us to grieve, but a time for us to reflect and a time for us to not think about loss, but think about what we have.
Yeah. Well, thank you so very much for allowing me to take some of your time. You've done amazing. I'm definitely
going to
be following you and keeping up with all the great work that you're doing. So keep doing your thing.
I appreciate you, Alexis.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed my interview with the talented and very handsome Von Hebron. Make sure you guys are checking him out on the Game Reboot Show, as well as he'll be in King Richard's. And then next year, look out for that movie, The Devil You Know, which he'll be starring in with Michael Ealy and Omar Epps. Now, to stay up to date with more interviews like this one, please go to celebritymixer.com. That's Mixer with a Y. Of course, we would love if you would like, comment, and subscribe to this video. It's your girl, Alexis Renee. You just been mixed in.